The Wet Bed Pride Guide. Florence Grant. First published 2025. The Wet Bed Pride Guide, The Bedwetter's Companion to the World. Introduction. Welcome, traveler. This is not your average lodging guide. This is for the proud bedwetter, the sheetwetter who sleeps deep and dreams freely. Here, shame stays at the door, and pride climbs into the sheets with you. These homes, guesthouses, and boutique hotels have chosen to support, uplift, and celebrate those who wet the bed, nappied or bare-bottomed, shy or bold, one-time leakers or nightly flooders. Symbols and ratings used in the guide. Plastic sheet friendly, all mattresses protected, no questions asked. Stained sheets welcome, no need to hide your mess. It's understood and appreciated. Pride Sleeper Certified. Hosts encourage open pride and offer community chats, badges, and guestbooks for bedwetters to sign. Optional laundry. Hosts will change sheets, but only if you want. Let your night speak for itself. Shared sleeper rooms. Sleep beside fellow bedwetters for camaraderie. Wet log ready. Journals and guestbooks for tracking and sharing dreams and damp nights. Sample listings. 1. The Drip Inn, Blue Mountains, Australia. A restored stone lodge tucked in eucalyptus trees. This place is famous for its communal sleeping loft, where proud wetters drift off side by side. Guests are invited to display their wet sheets in the morning if they wish, or simply roll over and enjoy the warmth. Every bed has a plastic underlay, but there are no disposable liners unless requested. The smell of night comfort is welcomed here, says Margaret, the host. Guest review. I shared a bunk with someone who soaked right through to the mattress. We just giggled and talked about our first accidents. I've never felt safer. Kieran, 32. 2. Leaky Pines Retreat, Oregon, USA. A cedar cabin hideaway for solo travelers or couples who enjoy sleeping wet, especially without nappies. Hosts celebrate deep sleep accidents with early morning puddle chats on the porch. Sheets are only changed on the third night, unless requested. The No Shame drying line lets guests dry their soaked bedding in the open air with pride. Unique feature: handcrafted embroidered pillowcases for returning guests who wet at least 5 nights in a row. 3. Hotel de la Panouille, Provence, France. A luxurious private manor with adult nursery themes. This stay includes beautifully embroidered waterproof sheets, afternoon tea for wetters, and an elegant sheet exhibition space where guests can pin their marked bedding to a clothesline gallery like a badge of honor. A journal sits beside each bed for tracking each night's floods, leaks, and dreams. Special touch: each morning staff knock gently and ask, "Did you dream deeply?" instead of, "Did you wet?" 4. Camp Crinkle, Vermont, USA. For summer travelers wanting community. Tents, bunk cabins, and open nappy changes. Wet sleepers are encouraged to bring their favorite blankets and stuffed animals. Fireside chats often revolve around personal stories of embracing bedwetting, and morning wetter of the night awards are given. No shame, no cleanup expectations. 5. House of the Humble Soak, Kyoto, Japan. A zen-inspired minimalist home where silence, mindfulness, and intentional bedwetting are embraced as part of emotional healing. Guests are asked to wet consciously, joyfully, and without rush, often paired with herbal teas and guided meditation before bed. Hosts encourage keeping a wetness journal and provide sumi ink to decorate dried sheets.